Press reset on your most important relationships with ease, confidence and balance. A 15-minute empowered relationship visualization and training plus downloadable template. Hi and welcome. I'm Susan Francis and I'm here to help women to heal and deal with the generational patterns that are showing up in their relationships and holding them back from being truly happy. I help them to readdress the balance, giving them clarity and perspective when they're caught in a thick of emotionally draining situations so that they can finally be the woman that they were meant to be. In this training today, I'm going to walk you through a simple exercise that will immediately help you to create a new perspective about your most important relationships. But first, here's why this is important. How you show up in your most important relationships and manage your energy, behaviours and thoughts impacts and mirrors how you show up in all areas of your life. And by ultimately being true to yourself in your relationships, you're opening the door to being more abundant and successful in every area of your life. We all know that when all is well in our most important relationships, everything else seems to fall in place. But unfortunately, this isn't always the status quo, and our connections to those closest to us can be strained and complex and leave us feeling disconnected, discontented, and wondering, is this really what life is meant to be about? And to clarify, your most important relationships are those that you have with the people you can't imagine not having in your life. Your partner, your children, your parents, your siblings, friends, extended family, they all come under the banner of your most important relationships. And they all have the ability to either light you up or leave you feeling totally anxious and distracted. And the fact that you're here listening to this tells me that you know it's not meant to be that way. You've very likely achieved so much already in your life, and yet you want something more and you know it's out there waiting for you. And the Dalai Lama said that the world will be saved by the Western woman. And we certainly have the education, time, inclination and influence to do just that. And personally, I believe we will. We're in a new age for women and success is so much more available than it ever was before. And we are seeing the change. Yet we're making these changes with the ties of generational conditioning bound tight to our hearts. Conditioning about who we are and how we should be that's older than we are. And as we go through life, we breathe energy into those patterns and we allow them to gain strength until we're acting on what we think is our truth rather than trusting our instincts and following our intuition and being true to who you really are. Before you know it, you've not only continued a pattern that keeps you in an emotional headlock and you've passed it down, you know, we pass all that down as a legacy for your kids and even further generations. Fundamentally, underneath all the money, the accolades and how far up the ladder we manage to climb, no matter how much adoration we receive, how many followers or fans that love us on the outside world, what really matters most is our family and our relationships. And when these relationships are off, there's no amount of success that can satisfy us. So without the solid foundations of fulfilling relationships and knowing that we're nurturing our children to be happy, healthy adults, nothing else feels right. We're juggling family, career or business and keeping sight of yourself in the mix. It's a really tall order. Having what you really want and finding ways to create balance and harmony in your most important relationships while staying committed to your journey and your reason for being can be exhausting and confusing. But the exercise I'm going to lead you through is for you if you're struggling with issues in your most important relationships that are holding you back from being truly happy and you want to feel confident about who you're really being in your relationships and you want to gain some clarity and perspective about what your intuition is really calling out for you to bring more ease and more connection and more balance into your relationships and your life. Okay, so let's get started. First, make sure you've downloaded the handout and grab yourself a pen or pencil because as I walk you through the exercise, you're going to be taking notes on the handout. But let's talk about why this exercise works so brilliantly to help you immediately create a new perspective about your relationships. It works because it's getting you to press reset on your ideas and beliefs about those relationships. And here's what you need to know about these ideas that you hold. Your ideas and beliefs define your model of the world. They define your comfort zone and they keep you playing out the patterns of the past. And because of that, they're not very flexible. But the good news is that they are very easy to change. When someone's feeling afraid or they don't know how to make change in their thoughts and behaviours, it's usually because they're experiencing being right at the edge of their comfort zone. Now, this exercise is designed to help you connect with what you want from your relationships at a deep personal level so that you feel confident and at ease with showing up in your relationships as who you really are and your authentic self and asking for what you really want. Now I'm going to lead you through a series of steps over the next few minutes, and this isn't one of those in your head exercises where you hear what you need to do and think, oh yeah, that sounds good and I'll do that later, and you don't actually do it. And it may seem a little woo-woo, but you're going to see by the end of this how brilliantly it all comes together regarding your beliefs around your relationships. It works because you're going to experience it physically. So I want you to stand up and find a space in the room where you are and where you can take at least 8 steps forward. They don't have to be big steps, they can be small steps, as long as you have enough space and you make sure that nothing's in the way, because you're going to want to be able to step forward without anything blocking you. No chairs, no desks, no coffee tables. If there are, move them to the side now so that you can walk forward without any obstructions. You can close your eyes for this when you're at each step through the exercise so that you can tap into your intuition, and that you probably might find that this will help. But if you do, please make sure that when you step forward that you're out of harm's way. Now, you may want to think about a particular relationship that's bothering you right now as you go through the exercise, or you may want to think about your relationships in general. Either way, it's just fine. Okay, so now we're ready. We're going to take a nice deep breath in all the way down to your stomach, and then you're going to slowly let it all the way out. And again, I want you to take another breath in and slowly let it all the way out. Now allow yourself in your mind's eye to see a line out in front of you, straight out in front of you, and at the end of that line, you see yourself. You see yourself feeling happy, feeling confident, and most of all, feeling valued and true to yourself. You probably see yourself smiling, and you see your expression as you would imagine yourself looking when you feel empowered and loved and appreciated. This line is your path of empowering your ability to knowing your own worth and having happy, healthy relationships. And the first step you're going to take on this path is you're going to take a step forward into the space of spirit. And this allows you to create a connection between you and spirit so that you feel authentic about your relationships. So right now, I want you to imagine your sense of spirit out in front of you, maybe just a foot or two in front of you. And as you look into that space of spirit directly in front of you, notice anything about it. Does it have a feeling associated with it? Does it have a colour, maybe a sense of heat or of coolness? Does it have a vibration or anything else? Maybe a sound, anything that you feel that's associated with it. Just notice whatever represents that sense of spirit for you. As you imagine divine grace right in front of you, you may even hear the voice of spirit and already feel that sense of being connected as you look ahead just that one step in front of you. This is the presence that signifies your connection to the all that is divine. Now I'm going to give you the beginning of a sentence, and I'm going to ask you to complete this sentence. And completing it is not going to come from your head, it's going to come from really hearing and feeling your intuitive wisdom. When you hear me start the sentence, you're going to take a step powerfully forward into that space of spirit. And when you do, the words to complete the sentence will immediately come to you. So be ready? Here we go. So the beginning of the sentence is, when I know I am being true to myself in my relationships, and now step forward and get the answer. Good. So standing now in the space of spirit, now you're standing here, now that you're feeling and hearing your intuitive wisdom, why, when you know you're being true to yourself in your relationships, is an expression of your connection to the divine. Go ahead and write on your piece of paper the completion of that sentence as it came to you. Your first thought is usually your best thought. So when I know that I'm being true to myself in my relationships, now finish that sentence. So I'll give you an example. Mine is, when I know I'm being true to myself in my relationships, I'm respecting and honouring myself. Now, the sense of connection to the spirit about why knowing you're being true to yourself in your relationships is an expression of the divine coming through you. Let's find out the beliefs that support you. So the question is, what would I have to believe to be true to myself in my relationships? I'm only going to find out that answer by taking a step powerfully forward again on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3, step. Now, in the space of belief, what would you need to believe to be true to yourself in your relationships? You can have more than one belief. You may have 2 or 3. You can have as many as you need. But start each one by saying, I believe. And make sure each one is stated in the positive. So write each one of these empowering beliefs on your handout. Now I'm going to give you an example. Mine are, I believe that I'm a beautiful human being and my needs are valuable to my own development. I believe that being true to myself is an important part of loving myself and therefore being able to fully love others. And I believe I'm always learning and growing and evolving as a spiritual human being. Okay, so now with your sense of connection to spirit and the beliefs that support you, let's get curious to find out about what you value about yourself. So the question to ask yourself is, what do I value about myself? So on the count of three, you're going to take a powerful step into the space of your values. And you'll find your answers as you step forward. Ready? One, two, three, step. What do I value about myself? These values might be single words or statements, whatever comes to you. And of course, again, they're stated in the positive. So for example, I value that I care enough about myself to be the best version of myself that I can be. I value that when I'm being true to myself, it allows others to do the same. And I value that when I see myself with love, it means I also see others with love. Now, your values could be totally different. What's important is that you know what they are, so write them down in your handout. And the next piece is freedom. Being connected to spirit, having your beliefs to support you, and connecting to being true to yourself and knowing clearly what you value about yourself gives you freedom. My question for you is, by valuing these things, I am free to what? So let's find out again. On the count of three, take a big step forward and answer the question. Ready? One, two, three, set. By valuing these things, I am free to. And write down as many positive statements as you can as they come to you. So for example, I'm free to communicate what I want to others with confidence and ease. I'm free to feel good about what I want in my relationships. I'm free to create and keep my boundaries with others. Now, these are examples that I'm now free to have by going through this exercise, but whatever comes up for you is just perfect for you. Okay, so the next piece is action. I'm going to give you the beginning of the sentence and you're going to step forward into action on the count of three. Ready? The sentence is, the actions I will take to be true to myself in my relationships are. Now you complete the rest. So one, two, three, step forward. Write down the specific actions you're going to take. For example, I will say no to things I don't want to do. I will set aside time to spend with the people who light me up. I will approach difficult situations with love and an open mind. Now these are great actions to take if you're someone who always ends up putting other people first and never has the time to do the things that they enjoy for themselves. If you find yourself getting caught up in drama and confrontational situations, your actions may be completely different, but that gives you an idea. Okay, so have you written down those actions? Good. Let's look now at the space of boundaries. So this new way of being and thinking you're creating for yourself, there may be things, behaviours, or even someone that you need to let go of. The question here is, who or what do I let go of? Now, you need to be ruthlessly honest with yourself here. I don't want you to censor yourself or follow your intuition with what, oh, I can't do that, or worrying about someone else's feelings. You need to let go of all of that, because that's buying into ego and negative self-talk. So let your intuitive voice just provide you with the answer. Ready? One, two, three, step. Who or what do I need to let go of? Fantastic. Now we have two more areas to explore, so I want you to take a deep breath in and then let it out. And let's see what else will empower you to be true to yourself in your relationships. So the next step is environment. Your environment includes your physical environment. That means your home, your office, even your wardrobe and your kitchen cupboards. You don't need to have expensive things or a fancy home, but what you do need is an environment that reflects how you are being true to yourself. Because if you're spending time in an environment that doesn't make you feel good about yourself, you're less likely to be true to yourself as you take on the energy of the places that you spend your time in. So let's find out what needs to shift in your environment. So the sentence I'm going to start you off with is, my environment reflects my true self by. And on the count of three, you're going to complete that sentence. So one, two, three, step. In the space of environment, what is your intuition telling you? My environment reflects my true self by. What is it that needs to change or be eliminated? So I'm going to give you my example. My environment reflects me being true to myself by being free from clutter and having comfortable spaces for me to relax and be comfortable in. I'm surrounded by the things that remind me of fun adventurous and loving nature, and things like pictures that keep me in touch with my spirit and places that I've travelled to, as well as my happy family memories. So how does your environment need to reflect you being true to yourself? Maybe you need more privacy, or you need to create a space of your own, and you need time from away from your family, or you need to declutter, put more of your personality into the things you have around you. Do you need to spend more time outside to feel totally connected and uplifted? Write down everything you can think of in your environment that from this new space of being, of empowering yourself to be true to yourself, reflects yourself, or needs to change to reflect you more perfectly. Okay, so the last piece now is totally embodying being true to yourself. And a sentence to start you off is the steps I will take to totally embody being true to myself and my relationships are. Maybe it's having a conversation with someone to explain how you feel or asking your partner to support you in the changes you want to make. Could be having your hair done or getting something that you can wear that represents you now that you're beginning to be true to yourself in your relationships and to remind you of your self-worth. Could be something as simple as a keyring or a new screensaver on your phone. Write down everything you can think of. Okay, fantastic. It's now time to take that one last step into the new you. That the one that you imagined back at the beginning of this process, because now you've arrived at this new person. So on the count of three, you're going to take that one final step. One, two, three, step. And you're stepping into that spot of the new and amazing empowered you. Enjoying being true to yourself in your relationships and the feelings that gives you in your new way of being. So go ahead, I want you to turn around and I want you to look back down the line. I want you to look at the symbols that embody you being true to yourself. The environment that reflects you. The boundaries and the letting go that support you and the actions that also support you. Look at what you're now free to do and be and have. And fully valuing yourself, believing in every fibre of your being and beat of your heart that you're worth it because of your connection to spirit. Look how much you have and how far you've come. How does that feel? It feels great. Yeah, it feels amazing. Okay, so now to finish up, I want you to look at your action steps. And I want you to pick one that you can do in the next 24 hours. And I want you to make sure that you do it. Because action creates confidence. And you are now ready and prepared. And finally, I want you to remember that you are a beautiful soul. It's full of love. And it's time to be you and always remember your true self in your relationships. I believe in you.